When our founding fathers gathered to declare America's independence, they laid out a vision of a nation built on the principles of liberty, personal responsibility, and faith. They dreamed of a land where freedom was not a privilege, but a right given by God, a place where individuals could rise on their own merit, where government would be limited and power would rest with the people. As I reflect on the question, is America today our forefathers' vision? I believe the answer lies in the enduring strength of the principles they left us. America, at its core, still holds the promise of freedom, and it is that very freedom that makes our country a beacon of hope around the world. The United States remains the freest nation on earth, where opportunity still exists for those who are willing to work hard and dream big. We enjoy freedoms that much of the world can only imagine. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, and the right to pursue happiness as we see fit. These freedoms weren't handed to us easily. They were earned through the blood, sweat, and sacrifice of countless Americans who believed that liberty was worth defending. Our forefathers knew that this experiment in self-government would not be easy. They understood human nature and designed a constitution that protected us from the overreach of government, while ensuring that the people remained sovereign. Today, our Constitution continues to be a beacon of guidance, firmly standing as a safeguard against tyranny, reminding us that the government is meant to serve the people, not the other way around. But America has faced, and continues to face, challenges that our founders could not have imagined. While the Constitution laid the framework for a just and free society, it is up to us, each generation, to preserve that vision, and at times, we've strayed away from the path they set before us. Our founders believed in limited government and individual responsibility, yet today, we see an ever-growing federal government that threatens to infringe upon our personal freedoms. They knew that a government left unchecked could erode the very freedoms they fought for. We must remain vigilant, reminding ourselves that liberty, once lost, is hard to regain. Additionally, the founding fathers deeply valued the importance of faith and morality. Today, the fabric of our society is being tested as the traditional values are often questioned. Yet it is precisely those values, family, faith, and patriotism, that have sustained our nation through its greatest trials. To honor our fathers' vision, we must continue to uphold these values in our homes, our communities, and our country. America's greatness does not lie in perfection, but in our relentless pursuit for a more perfect union. And at every critical juncture, when America has faced trials that tested our resolve, we have risen to the occasion. The American spirit of resilience, strength, and faith endures. It is that spirit rooted in our founding principles that keeps this nation strong. I believe if our forefathers were to look upon America today, they would be proud of the progress we've made, while also reminding us of our duty to preserve the liberties they entrusted to us. They envisioned a country where every individual could pursue their dreams without interference from an overbearing government, a place where the family remains the cornerstone of society, where faith guides us, and where the country unites us. So, is America today exactly what our forefathers envisioned? Perhaps not in every detail, but their vision was never meant to be static. It was meant to inspire generations to protect, preserve, and build upon ideals of liberty, justice, and self-governance. Our founders left us with a republic, but as Benjamin Franklin warned, it's up to us to keep. Today, as citizens of this great nation, it's our responsibility to defend the Constitution, uphold the values of freedom and faith, and ensure that America remains the shining city on the hill. That is how we honor the vision of our founders, and that's how we secure the blessings of liberty for generations to come.